Yours is a bacterial infection caused by Treponema pallidum. That is the causative organism. And it's a contagious disease. If one person is detected, that means the whole family has to be treated. If the whole family is not treated and you look at only the active case that you want to treat, sometimes to come, the other family members will also start showing the signs and symptoms of the disease. And this disease has been in Bulga for long. 10 years I have been in Bulga Municipal, I have been coming across cases and we treat them. But within the past 3 years, it has escalated. Regarding the number of cases that are trooping into our facilities, it's now becoming a public health concern that we have to be on our feet.
For the past 10 years you have been treating it. Doesn't mean you don't do complete curing.
We do, but we're just getting the passive cases, those who were reporting to the facilities. But they were coming from scattered communities. It wasn't concentrated on one particular community that would go and do a selective treatment. But the case is still emerging a lot of now. It has become a whole municipal problem. So the other staff in fact have also caught up with it. But because we currently don't have the drugs, because the drugs that were given to us, that was last year we received it, and we treated all. So we don't have anything currently in the office with us.
But were the drugs effective?
The drugs actually were effective, but we're getting a lot of issues there because some people will have to repeat several, about 2 or 3 times before we get the relief. And even some of them will have to still combine with the better injection.
So being a disease control officer, what are you recommending now?
So currently, because we are also cash trapped in a bit logistics-wise, we are not all that okay. What we propose to the facilities is that if maybe should they get cases reporting, at least they can buy the Benzatin and then jab those who have what we call multiple lesions on their bodies, on their skins. If we can get some money somewhere, then we can buy a lot of Benzatin vials and then go to the endemic areas and then treat them.
On the seasonal malaria chemo prevention, which is ongoing, Mr. Dakura said the program, which is in its second phase, will address lapses in the first. He called on parents or administrators of the drugs to report any adverse effect to a health facility.